Thank you and good morning. On December 22nd of 1964, three Coast Guard helicopter crew members and four local residents the crew had picked up lost their lives while working to rescue stranded North Coast residents during the flood of the century. The Coast Guard held a memorial service on Tuesday to honor those who lost their lives, and then a Coast Guard helicopter crew took to the air to rescue two stranded duck hunters who found themselves in rapidly rising water near the Eel River. The two men were seen by a neighbor in distress, and the Coast Guard, along with Cal Fire, the CHP, and other emergency personnel, responded to the scene. The Coast Guard helicopter lowered a rescue swimmer to pull the two men to safety. They were taken to a local hospital for treatment of hypothermia. The Coast Guard crew of Rescue 6606, Commander Kevin Barnes, Lieutenant J.J. Briggs, Emergency Flight Mechanic Matt Lawrence, and Rescue Swimmer Adam Carr, then joined the ongoing memorial service at Station Humboldt Bay. Jordan Christmas has news from the Yurok tribe.
The Yurok tribe announced on Monday that the council unanimously voted to enact the Yurok tribe genetically engineered organism ordinance. The ordinance effectively bans the raising, growing, or release of any genetically engineered organisms such as GMOs within tribal lands, and the ordinance also declares the Yurok reservation as a GMO-free zone. The tribe claims this is the first time an ordinance of this nature has been approved.
Thank you, Jordan. The Headwaters Fund Board is looking for a new member, and if you're interested in serving, you have a few weeks to get an application in to the Prosperity Center in downtown Eureka. Applicants will be interviewed by a screening committee, and that committee will then make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which will make the final decision. The new board member will begin their term in February, and interested parties can apply online at the Headwaters Fund website or by visiting the Prosperity Center. The latest storm that swept through the region from Sunday through Tuesday dropped more than 4 inches in Honeydew, Bridgeville, and Miranda. In Eureka, the two-day totals registered at 2 inches at the National Weather Service office on Woodley Island and 2.3 inches at the county airport. One positive from the heavy rain is that the Ruth Lake Reservoir has filled, the earliest that's happened in a water year. The rain made an impact in Del Norte County as well, with more than 3.5 inches at the Gaskee Ranger Station and just under 3 inches recorded in Crescent City. With the amount of rain that Humboldt County has received since the first of the month, you would think that our region would be primed to have emergency water regulations from the state eased. Those regulations were issued by the governor in April and mandated water conservation efforts across the state. The State Water Resources Control Board will revisit those regulations in February of next year, but there will be little change locally. There are currently no provisions to ease conservation requirements on the North Coast, despite adequate rainfall and adequate water reserves stored in local reservoirs. Local water customers will still have to meet state standards and report water use data. The State Water Board is currently accepting comments on proposed changes to the emergency water regulations. Public comment will be accepted until January 15th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In just over a week, the calendar will flip over and we'll find ourselves in the new year. The new year is a time of change, and at the county government level, change is happening as well. At the end of January, CAO Philip Smith Haynes will step down, along with Director of Health and Human Services Phil Crandall. Combined with a vacancy at the head of the Planning Department and the Board of Supervisors will fill three department head seats in 2016. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said that the interim employees who have been named by the board will allow the county to make a smooth transition.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's not easy, but I also don't think it's the end of the world. We've identified interims for the three spots until we get a permanent head, and you know they're all capable, and I don't have any worry that they can't make things happen.
Sundberg used the naming of Connie Beck at Health and Human Services as an example of someone who has experience to keep things rolling.
DHHS, you know, Connie Beck, we had a conversation with her, and you know, we had that study done on what needs to change in Department of Health and Human Services, and there's a list of items that you know we'd like to see happen pretty fast, and that was one of the things we talked with her about was, you know, even though we have an interim, we still want to move forward.
You can hear the entire interview with Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.